Some of the positions that are up for re-election include Greene County Treasurer, Public Administrator, and Commissioners for Districts 1 and 2. Shane Schuler, the Greene County Clerk, said candidates should go to the historic courthouse next Tuesday with the required paperwork to get their name on the ballot. But he says candidates should first have candid conversations with their families and local political party members.
You know, those are things that we encourage people to, you know, one, talk to your family or those around you first, because there is a, if you're sincere about it, there is a large time commitment that you have to allocate.
Candidates can find a checklist of the qualifications and required documents by going onto the Greene County Clerk's website and clicking on Elections Central. You can also find a link on our website, ksmu.org. For KSMU News, I'm Afton Harper.